USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Hurricane Ida has strengthened into a Category 2 storm, packing maximum sustained winds of 105 miles per hour as it moves through the Gulf of Mexico. Forecasters expect Ida to continue to strengthen over the next 12 to 24 hours, turning into an extremely dangerous storm when it makes landfall on the Louisiana coast on Sunday. And President Biden warned that another terror attack is expected soon in Kabul. In a statement Saturday, the president said another attack on Kabul's airport is highly likely in the next 24 to 36 hours, according to new intelligence. The warning coming after an airstrike in retaliation for Thursday's attack that killed 13 U.S. service members. Army Major General Hank Taylor says two high-profile ISIS targets were killed in that strike.
The airstrike occurred in the Nangarhar province of Afghanistan. I can confirm, as more information has come in, that two high-profile ISIS targets were killed and one was wounded.
This is USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.